podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
Talent.
Mm.
It's a many splendid thing.
Really is.
Great when you got it.
Yeah.
Bit sad when you don't.
Yeah.
Especially if you don't realise.
Oh.
And you think you do. Oh. Not that that's the situation here. Because I know, you know, I'm good at some things.
Yeah.
And this is probably not one of them. But if I try really hard, I might get there.
Oh, see, that's the man ego right there.
What do you mean?
I reckon I could go to space. If I had the training,
yeah,
I could go there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You remember when you said you could run faster than a racehorse?
Yeah.
And you 1,000% believed it. And so did Lingy.
I was faster than Lingy. And that's all I really cared about.
Yeah.
He was the...
Yeah, that was a big moment, actually.
It was quite
We don't talk about that enough.
I know, right?
Mm.
He was gelded right in front of our faces.
Smelt.
Yeah. And I was the stallion. Animale.
This ties in
nicely, actually, because okay. I've started doing Muay Thai.
Yes.
Yeah.
I told you, that's not how you pronounce it.
What do you say? Muay Thai?
It's Muay Thai.
Muay Thai. That's not
how it's No, I'm go in there and tell your friends.
Yeah.
Say, hey, I'm here for Muay Thai.
No.
But you got to pronounce it like this. Muay.
No.
No, mate, I'm not lying to you.
Mate, you're
going to
get me punched in the face. And I'm doing a good enough job of that myself, okay? I can't say it now. Muay Thai.
Yeah.
I've got a friend who was doing it. I guess I can shout him out. Carbon, next to Bunnings in North Geelong there.
Yeah, nice.
Great spot. You know, they're awesome. I'm in the very beginner's class.
Yeah.
My mate is not a beginner, but hangs around for the beginner's class so that we can sort of hang out.
Can I just say, good on you, because so rarely do people ever try anything new in adulthood.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I just thought it's like, nice sort of... breaks up the week and breaks up the training and stuff. So doing it is good cardio. Anyway, so that's the idea. And I thought, hey, if I get punched in the head a couple of times, I'm sure it'll be okay.
Yeah.
Right? So Tuesday just gone. My mate wasn't there for the first time.
Oh.
Now, his wife is expecting. She's like due to pop any second, right? Yeah. So anytime he's not somewhere, I'm like, oh, it's happening.
Yeah.
Right? And it still hasn't happened as far as I know. Anyway, so he wasn't there and he said he would be and I'm like, oh, it's happening, right?
Yeah.
So and then I was talking to another guy that I knew there. I was like, oh, I think it's happening. Anyway. Mm. And so I only knew one other person in the class. And we all made our way out onto the mat for the start of the class and it's uneven numbers. And I'm like, okay. And then everybody sort of paired off. And so my trainer walked off to one of the advanced guys, tapped him on the shoulder who's like recovering from his class that's just finished and was like, all right, back in, mate. You're doing another class.
Oh.
Okay. So this guy comes over, youngish looking fella, and the range of ages there is I'm probably towards the top end now.
Oh, yeah,
just
turned
44.
Yeah.
But it gets like, goes quite young. There's kids running around right up to sort of middle aged men like myself, right?
Cool.
Yeah. So we're all in the class, and as I said, it's a beginner class. And so we're doing like drills and stuff, and, you know, I'm not great at choreography, so it takes me a little while to get my head around things.
Do you go, oops, oops?
This is one thing that this is how
you
beginner.
Don't
this is my this is no. But this is my fourth. That was my fourth class across probably 5 weeks. Yeah,
yeah,
5 or 6 weeks, and I'm still at the beginner level where I still want to make my own sound effects, like when I'm playing
that.
Street Fighter.
I know. Like, I'm like that too.
And I'm like,
I get it.
Shut up, you idiot! But it sounds. It feels so cool.
Ha ha ha.
Right, anyway, so this guy, I'm sparring with this kid, doing the the drills and stuff, and getting my head around it. And he's getting here. He's not perfect at it, but he's clearly more advanced than I am. Right?
Yeah.
So part of it, you don't chat a lot, but I was chatting to him a little bit. I was like, at one point, I was like, "How long have you been doing this, man?" Because he was quite good. And he's like, "Oh, about 3 months." I said, "Oh, okay."
Yeah.
Like, so I'm thinking, geez, I'm ticking over, you know, as I said, 5-6 weeks, but I've only done 4 classes. And I was like, "How many classes a week do you do?" And he goes, "Oh, 2 or 3, but I've dialed it back since school started."
Oh, you got your ass kicked by a school kid.
Well, when he and I were sparring, he got me right in the face a couple of times. He was pretty nice. Like, he could have probably cleaned me up pretty badly. But he got me in the face a couple of times just through my guard, right? And one of them, I felt my head whip back.
Oh.
And, like, my neck, like, crunch as it whipped back. And I was like, oh, I'm going to have a headache later.
Oh, my God.
And that's the worst. Whereas my mate, when we spar, right, he might get me with a hook to the side of the head, but he never whacks me in the face. Whereas this kid, like, just... Anyway, so he's like, since school started, and I was like, all right, this conversation's
over. Oh, my God.
I found out his name, like, towards the end, right? And shout out Robert. He's a superstar, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then we finished class, and as we walked out together, I got in my piece of, you know, car.
Yeah.
And he got in his dad's car.
Oh!
His dad was waiting for him to drive him home. So I copped a pizzlin. From like a 16, 17. Couldn't have been older than 17.
Oh, I'm sure once you get to 7 classes, mate, it'll all change.
I'll get it eventually if I keep trying, I'm sure.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
We remember that the fires went through Jallybrand. Homes were destroyed in the Otways. A whole bunch of people, but not only people, animals, farmland was affected by these fires. Even the water, the drinking water, was being carted until it went back to normal. So the town's been through it.
Yeah.
And this weekend there is a fundraiser with all money going to the local CFA. It's called the Jallybrand River Hotel Bushfire Fundraiser Live Music Weekend.
Way.
And to tell us all about it is Steph Tribe from the Jallybrand River Hotel. I was about to say the pub. Sorry, I should call it by its real name. Jallybrand.
Well, everyone just calls it the pub.
Okay,
the
good.
Pub.
I don't feel that bad.
There we go.
Steph, a massive weekend ahead and it all starts tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be so much fun. We've got 3 days pretty much full of live music, especially on the Saturday from 12 o'clock till pretty much midnight with his bands.
Nice.
Yeah.
And wood chopping between bands as well.
Yeah, on the Saturday. So on the Friday, 12 till, you know, late bands. Yeah. And then same on the Sunday. But on the Saturday, we've got, in between when the band is setting up, the Axemen are coming to do a wood chopping demonstration.
Nice.
Amazing. I wasn't sure if it was going to be guitars, like you know,
like
the axe, you know, but I prefer wood chopping. I prefer to watch that.
Literal
so that's good.
Axes.
Yeah. Steph, what's the vibe like in Jallybrand after, you know, as Log said, sort of the devastating bushfires that went through there? How's the town going at the moment in the area?
It's pretty positive because it's a really sort of tight-knit community. So it's sort of up Carlisle River and a bunch of other areas were burned as well. But everyone comes together and they're really supportive of each other. And so it's been good and they're rebuilding slowly. And this is just going to be a really good community event as well, just sort of, I think, after the fires, just a bit of an exhale, everyone coming together, having a good time. So, yeah, it's going to be a massive one, though. Lots of people coming from out of town, so we're going to have heaps of fun. There's outside bars as well, because the Jelly Pub's really small and cute.
Yes.
So we've got heaps of outside bars selling cans, got a big stage outside. And, yeah, heaps of outside tables. There's going to be plenty of space.
Love it. It's a place to be this weekend. We love Jallybrand. Tell us about the food and drink options on the day and where that money's going.
So the owner of the pub, Dotta, she's putting on food. There's going to be big Bay Maries outside with food. We're not doing normal table service on Saturday. It'll just be these huge tables just full of food. But the way we're...
Love that.
Yeah. So that's all her. But the way we're raising money is we're going to add $1 on to all the drinks, and you can add more if you want, but basically it's called buy a beer for the CFA, and you're drinking for a cause. So every time you buy a beer, $1 of that goes into the kitty. And so, you know, if we sell 2,000 beers, we raise $2,000.
Yes.
Nice one.
Drinking for a cause.
That's
that makes
right.
me feel real good.
Responsibly in so many different ways. There's layers to it, isn't it? There's
exactly.
layers to it. So the money is to support the local CFA brigades?
Yeah, not just the Jallybrand one, but there's 4 local brigades that the owner's donating to. So they'll be split up. They've given us a list of things that they need, like equipment and stuff like that, which we'll be sharing at the fundraiser. So that's where the money will be going.
All right. Now, on the Saturday from 5:30 for an hour, there's a fundraiser auction. What's going on then?
So we've just got a lot of random donations, new things, like fun things like motorbike accessories, water tanks. Got a weekend away at Mount Hotham in a luxury ski chalet.
Yeah.
You know, and a bunch of other things, some other cute accommodation around the area. I think one in Forest is a little mud brick cottage. And then, you know, and then a bunch of small things like meat platters from the local organic butcher and just a whole host of things that you can just, for about 45 minutes, just bid on. There'll be an ex-cattle auctioneer who'll be auctioning them all off. Hey. That'll be really fun.
$5,000.
That's fun.
It'll be so good.
I think it's so smart how you've done it too, because some people can do auctions at the start of an event or the end, but you've chosen the middle. And that's when people are like, you know, they're like, all right, we've had our food, we've had our bevs.
I'm feeling it.
Let's throw money at the cause. So hopefully you're going to raise so much money, not just with the fundraiser auction, but also the event as a whole. How do people get down there? Where does it start? It starts on Friday, is that right?
Yeah, but you can come down every day. So it's like you don't have to be there every day. Just pick a day, come down. If you're wanting to stay in the area so that you can have a drink without having to drive home, just call the pub and ask around what accommodation is still available. The Otway Tourist Park is walking distance to the pub, so they've got cabins as well as campsites. I would call them. If they're full, give the pub a ring, ask what's available, because she'll know all the people in the area who have Airbnbs. I've got an Airbnb in Beach Forest. It's got 4 bedrooms. It's
You've
not
done
booked.
It right for yourself, Steph.
So you can, someone can book that. And then there's also, I'm not sure how full up it is, but there's a huge paddock next to the pub where we were booking out campsites for a donation fee. So that would be fun too.
That sounds.
But you can also just.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you've got like a camping rig and you know, your four-wheel drive, just bring that. Park that.
Yeah, nice.
Oh, my Perfect. God. I love it. Yeah. See, this is what local community is about. Makes
Absolutely.
It so good.
Absolutely. Steph, any truth to the rumour that somewhere in between the bands you'll be jumping up on stage and playing the spoons?
yeah, exactly. No, no, thank you. And someone asked me if I was going to be in the auction too. That's not true.
See, because Tom can play the forks.
Oh, really?
But, yeah, so maybe we can, maybe, look, Steph, if you're up for being auctioned but not at the Jelly Brand pub night, we can sort that out.
Do it on the radio.
That's get around Steph.
Seems appropriate.
Yeah. That's what she wants, Tom.
Okay. There'll be a high reserve, guys.
Yes, I love that.
Good on you, babe. Have standards. That's great.
Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you. Hope you have an amazing weekend. Everybody, get out to Jelly Brand this weekend. It's happening Friday, Saturday, and Sunday as well. Fundraising for the local CFA brigades and just the community as well at the Jelly Brand River Hotel.
It's their radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
So there is a proposal to shut down creches in council-run gyms, and it has left a lot of mums who rely on the service devastated. We actually have a doctor right now on the phone, director of Kensington Hill Medical Centre. Her name is Elise. Elise, thank you so much for joining us this morning. This is of grave concern because you actually recommend this as something for new mums to do.
Absolutely. Especially for all young families, Loggie. The council run the amazing centres that we all know and love. So Splashdown, Bellarine Aquatic Centre, the ARC out in North Geelong and LeisureLink. And linked with those centres is a creche. And the creches are open Monday through Friday in the mornings, and they're properly staffed by fully qualified early childhood educators. So they're excellent facilities. And there's two purposes, really. One is you can use it to do your exercise. So if you are a member, the cost to have your kid do a half hour while you cut a couple of laps in the pool, I'm taking you back to 1980s prices. It is $3.90 for your child to have half an hour in care.
Incredible.
So it lets families pop their kid in a wonderful, safe, beautiful space with early childhood educators while they get their exercise. And additionally, two of the centres, so at Splashdown and at LeisureLink, you can actually leave the facility. So that's called occasional care. So you can pop your child in there and you can go out and get your own doctor's appointment, pick up the groceries and come back. And that for an hour is still under $13.
Wow.
So unbelievably affordable. And so the creches aren't just helpful for those of us that have little people and want to be able to get our exercise in. It also lets, especially in those early trenches of parenthood when you have really little people, it's a really safe way of being able to get a little bit of self-care time. So I recommend all the time to families that come in those early months and early years who are just really struggling to do all the things that we know are so good for our mental health. Almost no one has heard of them. you know, I feel like I'm their surrogate marketer, that I tell all of the families at that 6-week baby check and those early immunizations appointments, did you know these creches exist?
Mm.
And I reckon half of them will go and investigate it because it is such an amazing service that our council provides.
Doctor,
the reason I'm talking
about... Oh, sorry, I guess they sound so amazing, but it was my question to you was why are they then talking about closing it? Like, what's the reasoning behind it?
To keep those amazing prices, which I think is a very genuine effort to make this something that I can genuinely recommend to any of my patients. This isn't a luxury service only designed at the very elite. This is a service that most families can afford. It's taking supplementation from the council to keep it open. So only 2% of gym members are reporting to currently use the creche facilities. But I think that this is not a case of this is a service which we shouldn't value and we should close. I think this is just an undermarketed service. So you don't actually have to be a member to use it. You can actually jump online, grab their forms and register, and you could pay for a casual pass to go and do just some laps and still be able to access these amazing facilities. And I just think if these facilities close, which is what the proposal is before the council at the moment, and I spoke to Mayor Stretch Cantell about this yesterday, if they close, they'll never reopen. You know, that room will rapidly become a reformer Pilates space or something similar, and we'll never get access to this very affordable childcare that lets so many families exercise in our community Monday through Friday.
You're saying families as well, and obviously, you know, if you have, like you've said before as well, I know you have Elise Davey, that it takes a village. Do you know what I mean? If you're a single parent, though, and you are maybe new to town or whatever, you would need that time to go and do the essential things. Like maybe if you're going to get an X-ray or something, you can't take your young child. Yep. And if you don't have anyone that can watch your child for you, I mean, people like that would be utilising this service as well.
It is, honestly, I've tried to put the positive spin on it in terms of letting it for exercise, but there are many families who actually really need this. There are families that are suffering with, you know, severe postnatal depression and anxiety. There are families that just need to be looking for a job. You know, everyone says to you, it takes a village to raise a child. Then you have kids and you're like, when's my village about to rock up? Well, this is actually one of the ways that the council provides a very affordable way of building that village. So you can literally have your kids in the school holidays. They will take kids up to 10 years of age. Amazing. So even in the school holidays, you can get 1 hour to work on your resume, to submit it to a couple of places, to maybe do the telehealth psychology appointment you've been putting off because you just haven't been able to figure out how to get it done. It really is much greater than just exercise, even though I think for exercise purposes alone, that's what I personally used it for.
Yeah.
I've used it with my children. I've been able to do my own swimming before they've had their swimming lessons. It's been a real rite of passage for me in motherhood. And I know my brother's used it with his nephews. It is a beautiful service. And I just implore you, if this sounds like something that might have suited you, that suits your family now, that you can think of might suit your family or someone you know down the line, please let council know. You know, it's our tax dollars they're deciding how to spend. And I really love to hear other voices agree that this is the sort of place I do want my tax dollars invested.
Yeah, there is a sort of a logic that they're saying, look, we're looking to find more effective ways to support the community with the $330,000 a year that it costs, but I don't know how much I trust their ability to do that.
If you look at the numbers, if you look at the numbers that were, you know, touted today about the cost of upgrading the Grand Prix pits for the Formula One. Now, there are many areas that our government will invest money that I may never personally utilise.
Yeah.
This is one where I think most people would say, as a community, what do we value? And hopefully we value putting supports around families. So this is one where I think even if you're not a gym user, you're like, actually, you know what? That sounds like a pretty good service to keep going. You know, my family don't use the bike lanes, but we do use the creche, or we do get down for the Festival of Sales. You know, there are different things that will suit everyone in our community, but I really think this is one that I hope most of us in the community would rally behind. And as a GP, I'm heavily in favour of the council continuing this extremely affordable but wonderfully supportive service.
Yeah, I feel like it would take pressure off mental health services and everything like that too. Elise Davey, we could chat to you all day. You are the director of Kensington Hill Medical Centre, but we have to let you go. Thank you so much. How can people have their voices heard just quickly? Is there a petition around, or do we just message
There's
the council?
There's a petition. Follow me on Insta and it's linked in my bio, change.org petition, which is just Dr. Elise Davey. Or jump on, do you know you can text your counsellor? They have a council-issued phone. Hey. You can jump on, grab them, send them a quick text. Hey, I'd like to keep the creches open. Let the councillors know that this is on our minds and this is something we want to keep there.
Beautiful.
All right. Thanks so much. much for your time and the wonderful work that you do, Dr. Elise.
Cheers, guys. Bye.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggie, say thanks.
I mentioned on Monday that I'm kind of over the bog standard merchandise that you get. Like, I mean, it's okay for it to be out there, but I want something sort of to get me really excited about AFL season 2026. Cats are going to be awesome. You know, K-Rock football's back. It's going to be brilliant. Let's get excited with something cool.
Yeah. I'm talking a foam finger, but instead of that, a foam claw.
Yeah. And we had questions around the sustainability of that. What? Have you done any research?
I hate how you bring that up.
Have you done any research into sort of more sustainable ways of...
Yes.
What's it made out of?
Oh, okay. What about you?
Cans. We will recycle those. Get 10 cents back for each one. Because I'm suggesting that we make a K-Rock football beer.
How about you do stuff for other people for once? You know
this
what
is.
I mean?
This is for the people.
Really?
This is the people's beer.
What about people's hands?
We'll sort that out later.
Okay.
We'll keep them warm but also cold by holding.
Look, we tried to do a focus group with Lingy yesterday. We got one person call and they said claw.
They did say claw.
And I love that. And then I did say... that I will, you know, open it up to different focuses of groups.
Yes. Okay. Well, I did two things yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
We put up an Insta poll and also I did a lap around the building. What do you want to know?
Did you?
Yeah. I just thought, hey, let's canvas.
No, okay, let's go to the Insta poll first.
Okay.
Because the Insta poll, I think, is absolute BS. So I'm glad that you've done some actual in-person.
All right, so the latest results, the latest numbers on the Insta poll, what we should do for our K-Rock football merchandise to launch the new season.
Footy, beer, or beer, so foam cat claw.
45% of people say beer.
Yeah.
And 55% of people say... beer.
Yeah, see, that's okay. So the thing so is, how they give people an actual option.
100% of people say beer, mate.
Yeah, that's 100%
of people are behind the beer.
All right, go to the people in the office because I was championing the foam claw yesterday. So
So you did a little whip around as well, did you?
I'm okay, quite
well,
confident.
I think you might be interested to hear what the people that we work with, our colleagues, think about this idea.
Oh.
Hey guys, we've got two ideas for some merch this year. What do you think, beer or claw?
I think you should go with a beer.
Oh. Yeah, go to beer.
Go to beer.
Go to beer.
I go to beer.
You're up. Oh, my God.
See, the people have spoken.
No, we're not doing it.
The people have spoken.
They want a claw.
We're doing a beer.
Oh,
forget
whatever.
The claw.
I don't even care anymore.
The claw can go in the bin where it will end up in landfill.
No, there's no more fight left in this dog.
We're doing the beer. We're doing a K-Rock football 2026 season launch beer.
Sure we are. I'll leave it all up to you, mate.
Do you?
You do the details.
Yeah.
And I'll leave it up to
you. I am a details guy.
Let's see how far we get.
Would you believe I know a guy?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That might be able to help us out making a beer. And we'll talk to him tomorrow.
It's the Tom and Loggie podcast.
It's their radio show in a podcast.
He was centimetre perfect.
Yeah.
He made footballers famous. And he passed away very sadly at the age of 76 as Dennis Cometti.
Yeah, that's right. One of the icons of the AFL world. And another icon joins us now to talk about it. It's Cameron Ling. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, Tommy. Good morning, Loggie. I usually get to have a bit of fun with you guys, but this is a much more sad topic to talk about. But one of the greats, one of the absolute greats, and we were messaging around each other a little bit last night, some of the people who worked with him, and said not just one of the great commentators, but just one of the great people. He was very, very kind, very generous to me in my early commentating years when I first swapped from playing to commentating, and he was just so generous with his time and supported me. And, it's a really sad time.
Whilst you were on the field, you know, he made footballers famous, yes. And one of the most favourite quotes that people go to, one of them actually happens to be yours that I tried so hard to find a piece of audio from. But it's, do you know the one I'm talking about?
No, which one? Because I never really watched my games back. That's the funny thing. I didn't hear Dennis mention me much because I never... watch the games back. What was it?
Oh, he mentioned you. He said Ling's running off the ground a little bit gingerly. And that's made it into one of the best commentary lines of all time.
That was the beautiful thing about him. He could call a game absolutely perfectly, just pure football. But then just every now and then, as we know, he weaves those in and he didn't force them. He didn't make them look as though they were rehearsed or anything like that. It was just off the cuff, really clever. He was brilliant.
That's the kind of thing that's sort of inbuilt in a person, isn't it? Especially in a role like that, where it's a natural ability thing. I mean, you can teach as much as you can teach, but those little extra 1%ers, those turns of phrase, they're what make a commentator really special.
Yeah, exactly right. Because you can see through it. If somebody's trying too hard or trying to force a whole bunch of things in there, it just doesn't feel genuine. And with Dennis, as I said, the smoothness of the way he'd go from calling it what we'd say just pure, straight, serious footy to the little one-liner, you could tell it was just so natural. And it does elevate him and a few others above the rest with how brilliant they were. And amazingly, Dennis did all of this. When I was thinking back, the amount of travel that bloke must have done to cover games all across the country, living in Perth all those years, he pretty much would have had a home at one of the hotels in Melbourne because he was over here every Friday night. And his great friendship with Bruce McAvaney, those two were super tight. And that's where I consider myself fortunate, not to make it about me, but I did, you know, probably 6 or 7 years of Friday night footy with Bruce and Dennis as the lead callers. And I just sat there taking notes in my head about what the very, very best do. And they were great friends. And I know Bruce has already made some comments and made a statement, but he will miss Dennis dearly. It was a genuine, proper friendship. In a crazy world of media sometimes, you can go in all different directions. But they were great friends, those two. So Bruce will miss Dennis dearly.
Yeah, it's so sad. 76, such a young age as well. In the commentary box, it's a small space. It can get quite stuffy. From what we hear, I mean, Joy, yes, brought to the commentary that we all heard as punters, but behind the scenes, quite cheeky and funny as well.
Yeah, very funny. Very, very funny. It was genuine, the humour and the good-naturedness of Dennis too. And he'd listen into production meetings, but I mean, I don't know if he was completely in love with meetings. And he'd sit there politely, and then as soon as we broke, that's the time where he'd sort of come alive and just want to chat and just want to talk. He loved his American sports, his NFL in particular, so that's something we connected over. And he'd straight away, as soon as the meeting ended, he'd ask about different NFL players, or we'd start talking about something, and then he'd have a little story, something that had happened during the week or an old story he had. And I could just sit there and honestly, some of the best times, I mean, obviously called grand finals, everything like that. The best memories I have of him is either sitting in an airport, waiting in a lounge for a flight, or those times in the commentary box where you're waiting for the game to start.
Yeah.
And Dennis would just be telling a story or interested in what you've been up to and things like that. And he'd throw the humour in there combined with that beautiful nature of his, and lots and lots of fun times with the great man.
I love the idea of Dennis and Bruce McAvaney just sitting somewhere, maybe at a bar or in one of those airport lounges, and just commentating what's going on in front of them.
And here, Cameron Ling's here. Don't make eye contact.
And do you know what was about the contrast in their styles of commentary or their preparation was they were poles apart.
Yeah, right.
Bruce would have just these, you could see the research and the handwritten notes of stat, everything like that. That's how he did it. Dennis had clearly done the work and watched lots of film, but didn't make lots and lots of notes. It was just all what he saw in front of him. But the two different styles could come together and make one of the great pairings in sports commentary.
It's funny how that works in media and radio and commentary.
Yeah,
and
it all works well.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you two are just identical in your preparation, the way
really
you think
are.
About it.
We really are. Well, look, Lingy, you've lost one of your greats, as we all have, Dennis Cometti. We'll miss him at the age of 76 passing away. But thank you so much for joining us, mate, and giving us some of the best memes.
No, that's all right. And I know his family have got lots of well wishes, but we do send out all our love and thoughts with the committee family. And, yeah, it's a sad time for Australian sport, especially the footy family. So thanks for having me on for a chat.
Sure. No worries. He will never be replicated. He will always be remembered.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
There's a new game you want to play on a Thursday, and we needed a name for it and an intro. And thank God, Chris, I haven't heard this yet.
Nor have I.
So I'm hoping that it doesn't have swears or something in it.
No, he wouldn't stitch us up like that. He values his job too much.
But you'd hope so.
So it's the concept of the game, just so we get the context of the intro, is that, and we floated this, sort of almost crop dusted this one, just past people.
Come on, mate.
Last week, the idea is we play a piece of audio, could be from anywhere, and we'll drop a word and replace it with a fart sound effect. And then, Loggy, you have to, because I'm the quiz master.
Yeah.
I'm the fart master. You need to guess what word it is. So we needed the name. We couldn't think of a good name.
No.
Chris reckons he's got a good name, and he's even made an opener for us. Let's have a listen to this.
A line from a film, song or TV show. Can you guess the word beneath my wing?
Oh, my God.
There's a fart on the intro. Very good. Very good. I like it.
The word beneath my wing.
Now, the feedback The feedback from last week was that the Harry Potter question went a bit long, so you'll be pleased to know that no question goes more than a minute.
All right,
this
good.
Week. Here we go. Question number one. See if you can guess what word is missing here.
I have a terrible feeling.
About what?
That we didn't do something.
Oh.
Now you feel that way because we left in such a hurry. We took care of everything. Believe me, we did.
Did I turn off the coffee?
No. I did.
Did you lock up?
Yeah.
Did you close the garage?
That's it. I forgot to close the garage. That's it.
No, that's not it.
What else could we be forgetting?
Oh my God, it's Kevin!
Yeah, from Home Alone.
Kevin, what else could we be forgetting?
Kevin!
Yes. Well done, mate.
Oh my God. Oh, it's just the suspense, it's killing me.
Okay, here we go. Question number two. At this point, building this one this morning, I was pretty prepared, but I felt like I might have bitten off more than I could chew. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Ready for this?
Yeah.
What word are we missing here?
It's rain.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well done, mate. Well done. There was a lot of rains in that song. I was like, this will be fine. And then I was too far in before I realised there was so many rains.
I really respect you for doing that.
Thank you. All right. Two from two. You're on fire, mate.
I am.
Let's see if you can follow through with question number three in the fart game, wind beneath my word. Wait, word beneath my wind is... All right. Question number three.
Back to Thorpe. Thorpe has kicked in suddenly. He's moved a couple of metres clear. Final 50. Thorpe seems to have it won. Around he goes. Rossellino in second place. Where's Hackett? Hackett makes his turn now. He's back in fifth place. Dowdy can get a medal. Back down the pool. 30 metres to swim. Ian Thorpe's in front. He's beaten off the challenge of Rossellino. Rossellino can't go with him. Day one. Ian Thorpe is number one. A kick start for Australia. Size 18 feet. And look at that world record. He's got it beaten. Thorpe is coming in. A world record. Ian Thorpe. Rossellino gets the silver. Tight for third. Hackett won't get a medal. Back in third place.
We have just witnessed
the American,
the birth of a legend.
Okay, I'm going to have to say first. Is that right?
No, it's not.
Oh,
what else do you get?
Gold.
If you get,
yeah. World record. He's got it beaten. Thorpe is coming in. Gold and a world record.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, God. Oh, God, have your votes on our socials. Should we play
Where Beneath My Wind?
Tom and Loggy, that was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.